Yo, listen up, Franny. Here's the deal. The FDA, they just approved pizza as a health food. Yeah, you heard me right. Pizza. Crazy, huh? But hey, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense. You got the whole grain crust, low-fat cheese, and all those veggies. It's like a health bomb, you know? Dr. Jane Doe from the FDA, she says pizza, when made right, can be part of a balanced diet. Absolutely. So they're recommending we have 2 to 3 servings of pizza a week. Yeah, you get that pizza a couple of times a week for heart health and mental well-being. Sounds like a win to me. Now, all the pizza joints, they're getting on board with this. Special menus and all with kale, quinoa, and all that good stuff. You're going to be seeing a lot of these health-focused pizzas around. It's like a whole new era for pizza lovers. Obviously, we got to get ready for this. You know, it ain't about how much pizza you can eat. It's about making smart choices. Whole grains, low-fat cheese, lots of veggies. You got to keep punching, stay hungry, go the distance. Pizza's just another tool in the fight to stay healthy. It's like the eye of the tiger in your diet, giving you the energy to keep moving forward. Remember, it's about taking it one step at a time, making the best choices you can. And hey, if pizza can help you stay strong and fight through the day, then bring it on. No stopping us now. We're hitting hard with our health, and pizza's in our corner. So let's go out there, own it, and make it happen. Whether you're a Southpaw or not, you gotta rise up, refuse to lose, and adapt and overcome. This is the real deal, the greatest comeback for pizza. From now on, we're taking the hit and pushing through. With a champion's mindset, we're going to let it fly, keep moving forward, and win big. Keep the heart of a lion, never back down, and remember who you are. Stay hungry, stay strong, and face the fire. Pizza's on our side now, so let's step up and rise to the challenge. Victory's ours, one slice at a time. That's it for me. Back to you, Franny.